Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to Medium Monday. I'm Sharon Hill, one of the mediums in Lilydale. And Medium Monday is our show every Monday at noon, where we cover a topic related to mediumship or answer a question of the week. And then we move on to take live callers to receive either a spot reading or you can ask a question. So here we go. It's great to be back. And today we have a topic. But before we begin, I just want to mention, I heard through the grapevine and I haven't checked it, so you can check it and let me know. I heard that Lilydale's catalog is supposed to be online today. So let me know if it is. I have not looked yet. Any day it will be there. It's supposed to be there today. And if it's not, it will be there soon. So you can go to lilydaleassembly.org and find the online catalog for all the events and classes that will be being held this summer season, which begins the last week of June. And opening weekend does start with the monks being hosted in Lilydale. So if you are a fan of the monks, or you're in a grateful mindset, you want to have the opportunity and privilege to see them in person and participate in watching them do the mandala and their ceremonies, then please, that's opening weekend, the last weekend in June. So again, lilydaleassembly.org. Check out the classes and upcoming events. If you are interested in asking me a question, not pertaining to a reading, we only do those live online, or you can book a reading. The questions about mediumship that we can answer on the air, topics that you'd like to learn more about in regard to mediumship, then you can go to my website, revsharonhill.com, and contact me through the contact link, or you can contact me on Facebook Live if you're watching and send me a message in the chat. Just a word of caution, if anyone solicits you, sends you a message in the Facebook line saying to contact them for a message, please understand that is not Lilydale. It is not me. It is not Blog Talk Radio. You are being phished and scammed. So please do not respond to those. We have no idea where that link goes. And those are people who are trying to steal you, per se, from this show. All right. And unfortunately, there are some people who do that. So be forewarned. And I think that's all my beginning has to say for today. And so let's move on to the topic. And today's topic was changed at the last minute. So I know that there's at least someone who was wanting to hear this because that's how spirit works in my life. You know, I can plan all I want and I can plan a topic and then spirit will bring me something else. And that's exactly what happened today. And of course, I listened to spirit. And the topic that they brought me is actually, it's an answer to a question. And one of the most frequently asked questions that I receive from people who are taking my classes, from people who are practicing mediums, colleagues, they ask, how do I know when I'm ready to begin doing this professionally? So every student who's learning, there comes a point where if your intention is to serve the spirit world and do that as a full-time medium, you will be led to that. And so prior, there will be a lot of practice, and I can't stress enough the practice in churches. Churches really focus on mediumship, and when I say churches, I mean spiritualist churches where this is part of their service. Okay? Many people also think that, well, I'm a spiritual person, and so my church counts. Well, you know, not all churches are the same. And so we're talking about spiritualist churches where part of the service is dedicated to mediumship, receiving messages. They have a message bearer, working platform. They call them clairvoyants, platform clairvoyants. And if you look at Lilydale catalog, you'll see them listed at the 2:30 service. They're part of the service at the end, every service. And that's what a traditional spiritualist service is like. You'll have a brief topic, lecture, information, singing, of course, to raise the vibration. And then you'll have also a message portion of the service, the platform clairvoyant. So there's always an insightful or inspired message and receiving of messages from the working medium. And being invited to speak in a church or being invited to be the platform medium in the church is quite an honor. And so if you are not part of a spiritualist church, I invite you to do that too, because that's where the foundation for really the quality of mediumship and the understanding of what it is, the proof of the continuity of life, very different than being a psychic medium. Although many of us call ourselves psychic mediums, if you're a medium, you're automatically a psychic. But not all psychics are mediums. And serving in the church, they're looking for mediumship. It's about proof of the spirit loved ones that life continues beyond the experience called death. And so in your development, your level of development, you want to be asking yourself, are you aware how much is psychic and how much is mediumistic? Are you beginning your readings as a medium? And that is the place of development, when you can begin your readings from a place where you have a spirit already. This is mediumship. When you have the discarnate spirit, someone who's crossed over, and they're there with you and you're communicating for them, this is mediumship. If you're just linking to the person and looking at the information, this generally is psychic until you raise the vibration enough to get to the mediumistic level. And you can work either way, and oftentimes readings are what we call hybrid. So you'll have a part, you know, where you bring the loved ones through, and they may have great insight into their life. People want to know about their life as well. And many of the spirit people are happy to share insight into that. And so even as you listen to the message portion of this show, you'll see the difference between the psychic and mediumistic, where how often it starts with a mediumistic approach or the psychic to work up with who's giving that information. And as long as you can recognize the spirit, then that's mediumistic, okay? So when will you be ready to work? Depends how much practice you've put in. The fact that you're asking yourself the question, when am I ready? Am I ready? If you're asking yourself, am I ready? Then the chances are you are prepared, okay? Now you might want to shift your focus on in a slightly different way, talking with working mediums and asking them, you know, about how do I go about doing this. Most people, they're working anyway because we have to practice. It's the practice, the development, the meditation, the practice, the linking with the spirit, the sitting in the power, the building of the power, the communication with the spirit world, all of that precedes being a professional medium. And then it takes time in order for that to switch, meaning we start, and like anything else, You may start it as a hobby and advocation rather than a vocation. You know, you may have a regular job and then you do your mediumship after working hours or on weekends or whatever it is, but not during your regular job. And so building a practice and running a business are very different things. And running a business, and not for all mediums, but sometimes running a business can be a challenge because, you know, they don't have the wiring in their brain often to do that. They're often very right-brained, and running a business is a very left-brained task. So learning to balance those two things, learning the skills of that, and then, of course, depending on your area and your level of development, who you've studied with, how much experience you have, and all these things, then we'll be setting a fee. And I like to call all my fees donations because people, it really is like that for me, and that's why I became a reverend. Because I want people to know I come from a spiritual place. I am a spiritual medium, and that's important to me. I'm a spiritualist medium. That's very important to me. And in Lilydale, that's where you'll find well-trained spiritualist mediums. They belong to the church. They serve the church. They serve in Lilydale. And so it's one of those things that, again, raises the bar just a bit. And that's not to say there aren't other spiritual mediums outside of Lilydale. Certainly there are many. Casadega, camp in Florida, and anywhere that you find a church, you'll probably find practicing mediums and mediums that are working professionally or full-time or teaching, okay? So, but check the credentials, check it out, and if you're aspiring to be a professional medium, then start talking with people about all these things and keep asking yourself the question, am I ready? And let your guides answer you. You'll get the guidance. The kind of trap is, and I know it's true for everyone who's learning in a threshold, well, not true for everyone, but for many people, you know, having the blessings of their teachers often is very helpful. If I have a teacher I respect and the teacher says, you're ready, then this is very good news and it's the confirmation. The truth, however, is spirit confirms all of us. And so we don't want to get caught up and having our worth determined by someone outside ourselves. Again, and I say this a number of times. I say it when I teach. I say it numerous times when I'm bringing up topics. But critically, the difference between being right and being sure. This is about being sure. And even when you start, you will have moments after the fact why you think I shouldn't be doing this at all. It's part of the natural development process. It's part of the learning curve. So be gentle with yourself. You know, you might want to start by just taking donations and allowing the person to donate what they feel is reasonable. If you set a fee, certainly then you would have qualifications behind you. Perhaps you're certified through your church or through a school, and there are a couple schools. I'd like to mention the Arthur Findlay. They offer classes. I don't know that they offer certification. Wow, I should know, but I don't. And that's in England. Here in the United States, the Morris Pratt Institute, which is in Wisconsin, and many of these are online. And Fellowships of Spirit, a School of Spiritual Healing and Prophecy, gives you credentials, meaning becoming a medium or a metaphysician. You will learn the skills, and that means something. And then in the church, many of them have qualifying or certification programs. Many mediums work, and they're not certified. They haven't gone through school. Spirit works with them directly, and they know what they know. This probably is the most challenging and the most wonderful because these will be natural mediums, and yet knowing that you know is the priceless piece. It's about being sure and knowing that Spirit's working with you and receiving that confirmation. I encourage everyone to get feedback from their readings while you're learning. Create a feedback form in all the areas that are important. And when you're very consistent with bringing through recognizable spirits, did you bring a spirit or they recognized? Was there evidence? Did you feel comfortable? All the things that make a professional medium a good medium. And so design a little feedback form for yourself and have people fill it out in exchange for the reading so that you can see across the board through multiple people. So there are multiple filters, which says that you're very consistent and that you're doing a good job. And at that point, you may be ready, you know, to launch. And then, as one of my teachers said, but don't quit your day job right away, okay? The time will come and Spirit will be there should this be your calling. But not everyone is called to be a full-time medium. And yet there are many, many wonderful mediums who are working part-time or don't charge at all and just serve humanity. That is their spiritual service. That's their ministry. So how do you know you're ready? You will know it within yourself. And because you're developing and studying, you will know that you know. And then you will check it out and get that confirmation. You will trust the spirit within and trust yourself. And you will offer that and allow the universe to open it for you. Beyond that, then spirit would recommend you. So if you do a good job serving spirit and serving humanity, bridging that gap to bring the healing between the worlds, which is really why they come, then you will be recommended by the spirit people who will send you other spirit people. They'll let them know this person, this medium did a good job for me. And so go there. And so things will unfold as they do in their own time, in their own way. So how do you know you're ready? You're asking the question, am I ready? It's kind of like all the people who ask, is my significant other cheating? If you're asking the question, you probably already have the answer. All right, that's our topic for today. When am I ready to start working professionally? I hope that this has been helpful for some of you. If it hasn't been, just file it in your file cabinet. And when you get there, it will be there. And you can look at it anytime that it's needed. If you know someone also who may benefit, please feel free to share the episode, which will be left on Facebook Live. Thanks for listening. This is Lilydale Blog Talk Radio. I am Sharon Hill, one of the Lilydale Registered Mediums, and this is Media Monday. We're ready to move on to the message portion of our service. Again, a little disclaimer, if anyone is soliciting you saying contact me for message, please understand they are not in any way affiliated with Lilydale, myself, or the radio show. So just know that. And the only way to receive a reading or have your question answered is if you are chosen through the call-in. We have a number of people in queue who have been waiting. And so that telephone number, if you would like to get in queue to receive a spot reading or ask your question, the telephone number is 818-739-8818. Again, that telephone number is 818-739-8818. And I would like to begin with telephone number ending in 7265, 7265. Who am I speaking with, please?
This is Renee Bird from Goldberg. Hi, Sharon.
Hi, Renee. Wow, I started at the end today instead of the beginning. Wow.
Yay!
So for those who are listening, I do know who Rini is. It's always good to hear from her. And how can I help you, Rini?
I'm going to see if you have a good spot reading for me today.
Spot reading for you today. Oh, my goodness. As I tune in with your energy, it looks like you're busy putting things together or collecting things to be put together. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Okay, thank you. And I feel that this comes with other people around you. You know, some people make like little gift packages or, you know, these types of things where you collect items, group them together and make a nice little thing, right? And I feel that you're doing this for other people, for display and for other people. And that you've been very busy lately doing it more, which tells me that things are looking up for you or been much busier. Okay.
Yeah.
I have a lady here, spirit side, who comes in for you, who's giving me this. And I think she has showing me she had a very critical eye. And I think that she would have done more needlepoint work or fine needlework, something of that nature in her day. And I have another generation above her as well, who's also showing me the attention to detail really is what they're talking about. You have a very good knack for being attentive to detail, and they did as well. And just the creative, critical eye, right?
Yeah.
You just
have
a way of being able to do that, and it runs in the ladies' side of the family, especially on dad's, the women on dad's side of the family. And that's where this lady's coming in from. I also want to say that Easter, she's showing me Easter was a washout, okay? And so.
Yeah.
You understand, right? Okay.
Yes.
And then it's interesting because the way she's giving it to me, and she's saying that everyone always has high hopes around Easter, but it's not uncommon for Easter plans not to work or not to have them, okay, is what she's saying. So this is not the first time or not the only time, or this may not be the family's big holiday, even if they want it to be, right? You understand?
Right. Yes.
And she's smiling at you, and she's saying that you're taking good care of yourself. Now, she's talking about and showing me, are you currently sporting a tan, please? Are you tanned?
No, not at all. I want to be.
You want to be? Well, she's showing me you tanned. So I would have to ask, are you planning a trip in the sun?
Well, if I do, that's definitely where it would be. My friend just asked me this morning, are you going to go to Florida?
Okay.
Like,
there
I want.
Well, I think, this is your grandma, dad's side of the family. Did she pass? She was pretty good looking still when she passed. Is that correct?
Yeah.
So she was just a little bit on the younger side, and the beautiful hair she has. And she's encouraging you to go to Florida. She's showing me you sporting the tan, wearing a tan.
Oh, cool.
Okay. So there would be your confirmation.
About that.
That would be your confirmation. That's interesting that you were just asked this morning about going. So that's really, those are the things that make me go, wow, they really are with us and know what's going on.
Yeah.
Like, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're sporting the tan and you're looking good. And you've really been working on yourself. I hear music in your head all the time. Whatever you're doing, you're like humming, hearing music in your head, which is very calming. So it's kind of a meditative thing for you. And the vibration of it keeps you buzzing all the time, okay?
Yeah.
So those people who think you need drugs, you know, take this as an example. You just need the vibration, right?
Yeah.
So you have that going on. She's smiling and wishing you many blessings, and that it's been a long time since you treated yourself. And she's giving me the energy of you know, you always have a line saying, well, I can't, or I'll do it when, or all these things, right?
Yes.
Now's the time.
All right. Sounds wonderful.
Okay? So take that as information. Get your little things together. If you're selling them, it looks good. And make sure you make a lot because you're going on vacation, it looks like. All right?
All right. Thank you so much.
Yep. If you're anywhere down near me, look me up.
All right. Definitely.
All right. Thanks for listening. And your grandma's blowing you a kiss. And she's pulling from her mom. She's pulling and she's saying, give me the pie. Okay. And
mom. Is that a pie? Right from Kylie.
Thank you. Okay. Give me the pie. Okay. And she's showing this. Okay. And
I think good.
Your great grandma always wanted the credit, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Well, it's now your turn. All right.
Nice. Thank you so much, Sharon.
Thank you. Thanks for listening to Lily Dale Blog Talk Radio and calling in. Take good
Thank
care.
Thank you so much. Happy Easter.
Thank you. All right. Let's see. We have a number of callers here. Telephone number ending in 2960, 2960. Who am I speaking with, please?
Lynette.
Pardon me?
Lynette.
Lynette. And where are you from, Lynette?
South Carolina.
Lynette from South Carolina. How can I help you?
I just wanted a spot reading, if you could help me.
A spot reading. First thing I want to say is, you know, you're quite a paradox within yourself. And you would understand that some people might think you're a bit intense, but really you're pretty chill, laid back, which is interesting dynamic. And, you know, you're not shy. People who think you're a pushover, those people who see that laid backness in you, or maybe you're laid back because you've given up kind of toxic relationships, okay? Because you're not intense, but you're very clear and direct when you need to be. And quite a few people don't appreciate that. You know, we have a number of people in and around you who aren't particularly interested in the truth, okay? And you're not interested in anything else. And so I really love your energy, even though probably misunderstood by a lot of people, and that's quite all right. You're very clear about what it is and who you are. A little bit confusing about where you're going in your life right now. I have two sides of the family here coming in for you. And I want to say I have a larger gentleman. And when I say large, I don't know how tall he was. He was, you know, at least average, maybe a little taller, but not the tallest one in the family. And he's got, you know, a good amount of fluff on him, okay? It's not muscle, mm-hmm. fluff, okay? And I want to say spirit side, and he's got glasses. And then I have on mom's side of the family, I have an aunt and a grandma here sitting together, okay, who would have talked a lot to each other, okay? So they were the ones who would gossip about everybody, and I think we were talking about dad's side of the family. Is this making sense to you, please?
Kind of.
I am, okay. And I want to say, you know, this is still taking place right now. They're giving reference to, we're talking about a male somewhere in the family or in and around you who's significant, right? People are talking about this, and there's a concern, okay? And I see you kind of not knowing who to believe and what to do. Is this making sense to you at all?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Thank you. And that it would certainly help if you knew what to do. And they're saying not your stuff, not your monkeys, not your circus. You know, you'll know what to do, you know, if there's something to do. And until okay. that comes to you, there's nothing to do because not your monkeys, not your circus. You understand?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Now, here's what's interesting as well. These two ladies, mom's side of the family, I love them. They have great energy. Well, boy, were they talkers. I don't know if they talk to most people, I think they didn't talk a lot to outsiders. Yeah, but they certainly talked to each other. And they have books. So one of them has a Bible, and the other one has a songbook. And I want to say to you, you know, stay with the songbook. Again, we're talking about the vibration. Keep your vibration mm-hmm. up and don't let the nonsense in. You've worked so hard to get there. And that's important.
I understand.
I want to thank you for listening. Thanks for taking the time to call in. And good luck to you.
Thank you. Thank you so
You're
much.
Welcome. All right, for our next caller, telephone number ending in 4692. Who am I speaking with, please?
Hi, it's Tammy from Pennsylvania.
Tammy from Pennsylvania, how can I help you?
I'll take a spot reading, if you don't mind.
Spot reading, Tammy from Pennsylvania. Tammy from Pennsylvania. I see you in a car and I see you being led. I see you going a bit southeast. And it feels like you're going to visit family. Do you understand that, please?
Not at the moment. Thinking about it, but not at the moment. I'm not.
You're thinking about it? Okay. I see you taking the trip. Okay. And I also see you thinking about family, and it's kind of heavy on your mind. I want to say that you have done a wonderful job at kind of moving out on your own, okay? Your rite of passage. And I feel challenged with that, with you, like your heart being pulled in more than one direction. Does that make sense to you, please?
A little bit.
Okay. I see we're backed up on needing to, or, and I want to say, I have a lady here, mom's side of the family. Would you understand, please, some of the women in your family can kind of guilt you into doing things you might not otherwise do? Like, we visit family sometimes because we really love them and we want to. We visit family sometimes because we feel obligated and we feel guilty if we don't. You understand the difference? You understand what they're communicating?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I won't publicly say on the air where you are. I'm just going to say that I think you're struggling with maintaining your independence. Does that make sense to you?
A little bit, yeah.
And at the same time, you're wanting relationship. Does that make sense to you?
I'm fine being single a little bit.
Okay, well, I'm just saying what they're giving me, all right? So mm-hmm. you love your independence, but you wouldn't mind finding a partner. They're showing me a dog. Now, do you currently have a dog? And this will be a dog that's large enough to sit up in a car, kind of like a small German Shepherd size.
No, I'm a cat person.
You're a cat person. They're showing me a dog, which is significant. If you can't take that literally, and I won't say that you won't in the future. However, what I'd like to say is that the meaning of dog, if it is a metaphor they're giving me, they're showing you driving in the car. And in the car seat next to you, they're showing me a dog, like a small-sized German Shepherd, sitting up in the seat as a passenger, okay? Dogs are unconditional friendliness. They are human companions and they are unconditionally loving and they represent unconditional friendliness. Okay? And so this is an important quality for you and I feel that you have this quality, the quality of friendliness, and you're looking for something deeper, more intimate relationships or to go to the next level. You're open to that, but you're generally friendly with everyone. And sometimes the friendliness can be a bit shallow, which doesn't take you to the next level. So you use it in two ways, you understand? You're using it to engage with people, but to keep them at bay, then it's working, okay? Right? You understand?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. And so whenever you're ready, dear, and I have a gentleman, feels very fatherly, dad's side of the family. I think this is your grandpa. Would you understand your grandpa, dad's side, please?
Yes.
And was he a nice-looking kind of taller, slender gentleman, nice-looking? Distinguished hair with going and multiple colors in it. He's just bringing
multiple.
You a lot of, meaning, you know, some people have one shade of gray as they gray. He had, looks like a couple shades of gray, you know, some yellower, some grayer, kind of like a mixture of colors, or went gray over time where you could see multiple colors, is what he's indicating.
That sounds like dad, not my grandpa.
Oh, is your dad in spirit?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. So, yeah, probably is then. So this sounds like your dad, kind of average to on the average side of tall and thinner, still just thinner, well proportioned, and I'm describing the hair. Did he have some? Did he need some teeth work from smoking back in the day, or do I have both of them?
My dad had dentures. Yeah, he was a cigar pipe kind of guy.
Yeah, so this is your dad. He's smiling and he says, when you're ready. So don't let people pressure you. Take your time to sort things out. You know, friendliness is a wonderful quality. And if it's working for you to have friends and stay safe, then that's wonderful. Whenever you're ready to go to the next level, is when things will work for you, okay? And don't let anyone guilt you is really the message here that they're trying to give you. Don't let anyone guilt you into doing or being someone you're not, okay?
Yeah, that's really easy, but yeah.
Well, you've got spirit's help there, so call on their strength, all right? Thank you, and God bless you. Thanks for calling in.
Yes.
Thanks for listening to Lilydale Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
All right, for our next caller. For our next caller, we have telephone number ending in 2306, 2306. Who am I speaking with, please? We have a bad connection. Who am I speaking with? We cannot hear you. I'm so sorry. I'm going to have to hang up. We cannot hear you. It's not a clear signal. Okay. Sorry, that one was not a clear signal. We could not take that call. Okay, telephone number 7335-7335. Who am I speaking with, please?
Hi, this is Marianne.
Marianne.
From the Virgin Islands.
Marianne from the Virgin Islands. Wow, today's my day.
Yep. How are you?
Good. It's been a long time. How are things going in the Virgin Islands?
Oh, I'm going to move again.
Oh, are you moving a place? Wow. Are you the only one surprised?
Am I surprised? No.
No, are you the only one? Okay, so you're not surprised. I think that way back that came up in your intuitive year ahead or something.
Called
in and you were going to move again and you said, no, I love it. Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going.
Where are you going? You already know where you're
Florida.
Going?
Florida. Well, actually, Minnesota.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Well, for the summer anyway, to see the kids and everything.
Oh, and then where are you going?
I'm probably Florida.
Okay. So you're done with the Virgin Islands, are you?
12 years here is enough, yes.
Wow, beautiful. Well, I'm not surprised. Although I didn't look like you were moving out of there. So there we go. See, we don't know how the message plays out. We only know sometimes that we get it. So how can I help you? Did you have a question or did you want a spot reading?
A spot reading, please.
Okay, you would have grandchildren who are still young. You understand that?
Yes. Oh, yes.
And this is the right time to go see them because this age is just priceless, you know. Once they get beyond this, it's not quite the same. And so I feel really good, and I know that you have shared with people right now on the air that you are going to Minnesota and seeing your grandkids, your kids and grandkids. You're showing me the grandkids. I feel really good. And the one thing you're going to really love is the green, green grass, which they have. And so I'm feeling really good with that. And one young grandson in particular, cute as a button, cute as can be, and very active. Now, you also have a son, please?
I have two sons, yes.
Hey, is it your son who has the grandson?
No, he's got a daughter, actually.
Okay.
My daughter that has the grandsons.
Thank you. This is what I'm trying to figure out, because they're showing me things and I'm not quite clear. So, thank you. They're showing me the grandson, and they're showing me your son. And I want to say, like, father-like son. So, runs in the family, would you understand your daughter having quite a bit of, want to say, male energy characteristics?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
This is it's kind of interesting. Your kids and your grandkids are very interesting if we look across the gender, because they don't hold true to form of what we traditionally think. So, you know, quite interesting and in the modern world here. And yet, you know, I might be more afraid of your daughter than your son. Okay. So
But they're twins.
Oh,
my daughter and my son are twins. Maybe that's what it is.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. This makes a lot more sense to me than I wasn't understanding. So, see, people, we're always learning no matter where we are. Always learning. Yeah, because I'm feeling the similar. I want to say like father like son, but this is like daughter like son that I'm seeing. Son. Okay, so you understand this. And it's interesting watching this grandson grow up. We'll have the best of both characteristics of both your kids. It's very interesting. And I don't know his dad. I'm not seeing a lot of the qualities of his dad being at the forefront right now. Okay? So that's kind of interesting. They may develop later, which is not uncommon. But you're really going to enjoy yourself. And then it's interesting to see where you end up, whether it's just down the road a piece or somewhere.
I'm not even sure yet.
Where they can visit. And I feel that in the long run, you may end up with two places, or you may be going back and forth quite a bit more than what you were originally planning. Okay?
Feels good.
And it feels like your time in the Virgin Islands, you're getting out clean and complete is what Spirit's showing me. Okay?
Yeah.
And that in itself feels really good. And that
it does.
Is it fair to say they're showing me, and who's showing me? I have a lady here, Spirit side, and a gentleman here, Spirit side. The gentleman is dad's side, the lady is mom's side. And mom's side had gray hair. Originally it was darker. And I think your hair might be lighter.
That's my mom.
Yep, that's your mom. I think I have your mom and maybe your dad. Okay? Both coming in, and they're happy that you're completing there, the reason that you went there. You know, you got away.
To the island?
Yes.
It was just somewhere. I lived here when I was a kid. And I just came back. My kids were all grown, and I thought they didn't need me anymore, so I came back here. And like I said, I was here 12 years. It's time to go back to the States, though. So.
Is this your dad or your grandpa that I have? Who originally was in the Virgin Islands from your family, please?
My dad was here. He wasn't in the Virgin Islands, but he lived here.
Okay, which is why you were
a kid.
Right, okay, thank you. I'm pretty sure this is your dad then. He's talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
Say you're complete now, the reason you went back,
mm-hmm.
and now you can go anywhere, and that things are profoundly different for you. You're also really tired of the politics there.
Ugh, to say the least.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And that I see them digressing, and I think that many people there see the writing on the wall. And so, you know, while things are pretty unstable everywhere politically, you know, at
right.
least something that you feel you have more control over in the States as well.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're welcoming that too. I feel
yeah.
really good. Unless you have a question, they're just on board with you here.
Okay.
Really smiling and so happy that you're doing so well. Okay.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Kudos from my
See,
dad.
I myself was adopted, so I'm just,
oh,
yeah.
Wow.
That's cool.
Okay. That's why you don't look like your mom. Okay.
No, no. I don't look like anybody.
Right, you don't. So, wow, awesome.
Not that I know of, anyway.
You don't look like your mom and dad. I have them here, and you don't look like them from what they're showing me.
No.
I've never seen you in
mm-hmm.
person or on Zoom, but.
Yeah.
Have I seen you on Zoom?
Funny. What's that?
Have I seen you on Zoom? I don't recall.
I think you did when I did the intuiting the year.
Okay.
My friend Rachel told me to get into that, and we did. It was
okay.
interesting. It was a lot of fun. So, yeah, red hair.
Yeah, you don't look
I've
like
got
your...
red hair.
Yeah, kind of strawberry
blonde. I don't look
blonde.
Like my mom and dad.
You don't.
Mm-hmm.
They don't look like you. Yes. You don't
no.
look like me. All right, well, have a great day. Talk to you.
Well,
I feel
thank
nothing,
you so much.
I feel nothing but good for you.
Oh, that's good to hear. Because
yeah.
my guts are in a knot right now.
No worries. No worries.
Like, am I doing the right thing, you know?
They're giving you kudos. Yep.
Oh, you're good. Kidding. Okay.
And use your grandchild.
Good, good, good.
All right?
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling in. Yes, yeah, wonderful.
Have a
yep.
great day.
You too. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
All right. For our next caller. Telephone number ending in 6613. 6613. Who am I speaking with, please?
Hi, it's Blessed.
It's who?
It's Blessed from Jamestown.
Blessed?
Yes.
Okay, from Jamestown, New York?
Yes.
Okay, and how can I help you?
I would just like a spot reading, I guess.
A spot reading. They're showing me all kinds of little kids around you. Does that make sense?
I have a lot of nephews and nieces.
Yeah, I don't feel like any of them are your kids, but I'm seeing a lot of kids around you, okay?
Yeah, I don't have any kids.
Thank you. And I have a lady here, and I want to say, she couldn't breathe very well. At the end, she did have a little fluff on her. She couldn't breathe very well. Making me cough. Oh, my. And I do feel... She's sitting right behind me. Feels very, she feels grandmotherly more than motherly to me. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it's my grandmother. I don't know if she had a really raspy voice, and I think she did have a really, like, harsh cough like that. Like, you just sounded like her a little bit.
Thank you.
Yeah.
She's coming right in on me, and she's saying, when are you going to get your life together? Okay.
Yeah, I'm trying.
You're trying, yeah. And I feel that, you know, you have so many decisions, but when it comes down to it, there are too many things to decide, and you can't get clear on any one thing. Does that make sense to you where you are right now? Okay. And
what she's saying is you just have to pick one thing and stick with it. So she's also letting me know that you don't really follow through a lot of times on things that when things do happen for you, that you tend to give up too early or get discouraged or you put the classic kind of, I don't feel like it, okay? And that energy, the I don't feel like it, is the sabotage energy that keeps coming in on you. And what she's letting me know is that you're going to have to get a backbone, get a spine, and say no to other people who want from you, but that's where you get your worth. You can help other people, okay, and then you feel useful rather than creating a life of your own that's useful to you. Do you understand?
Yes.
She wants first thing first, next thing next. Now, did you get your diploma, or are we still working on it?
No, I didn't get it just because, like, I decided I didn't really need it just because what
okay.
I want to do in life.
Okay, well, she's showing me a diploma that we need to get. Okay, you understand?
Okay.
Because I don't think
okay.
you follow through on what you wanted to do without it, right?
What did you say?
I don't think you followed through or what you were going to do without it didn't kind of pan out as well as you thought. She's showing me you getting your diploma and that part of following through, this is about following through on things, learning to follow through, which is where you actually gain your own worth, rather than getting your worth from outside sources. We're going to learn to get it from the inside out, meaning everything we need is within, God is within. And so doing those things for ourselves, whether it leads to something outside that other people will judge or not, it's following through and doing it ourselves that determines the quality of our energy and whether or not we feel we've earned something. Okay, you understand?
Yeah, I totally understand.
And when
because
you
right
have,
now I just feel like you can keep going.
When you have that, no one can take it from you. It's not negotiable. And so switching to that model to start doing things from the inside out, make a decision, what you're going to do, follow through, and you'll be amazed at the kind of internal power you'll feel. And you'll find that you're far more powerful, competent, and capable than you ever believed. Okay? And when those discouraging words come to you, I don't feel like it, oh, it doesn't matter if I do it today. No, letting yourself off the hook one time is 100 times. Like Mark Twain said, quitting smoking is easy. I've done it 1,000 times, right? It's not a day on, day off thing. It's the follow through every day, the discipline of it. And that's really what's missing in your life. And all... You know, this is why they call them spiritual disciples. To build spiritual strength, you have to have the discipline. And so this is what Spirit's impressing upon you. Now I want to say, your mom's side of the family, really, you come from rather a matriarchal family. The women were kind of in control. And boy, they were kind of like this. You understand?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay, well, what happened in your generation? Right? So chop, chop, go
okay.
do it, all right?
Okay.
I'll leave their love with you. They're saying happy Easter, profoundly happy Easter. Did we have a cookout or family together, please?
Well, me and my grandpa... And my mom, we just went out to dinner the other day. That's really all we did.
Okay, because they're showing me sharing a meal here. Now, they're showing me a cookout, which I think in warmer weather, this is what it will be. But letting me know that being with family, sharing a meal is important. Okay? So they're giving
okay.
me kudos. All right. I want to thank you for listening to Lily Dale Blog Talk Radio, watching on Facebook Live, if you are. Thanks for calling
Thank
in.
Thank you so much.
You are welcome. Bless you.
Have a great day.
If anyone has a question that we can use for question of the week to address on the show, if you have a question wanting to know something about mediumship or something about your development, please don't hesitate to ask. Send me a message either through my website in the contact, RevSharonHill.com, or you can send it in the chat, in a comment in the Facebook Live. I can't get them live while we're on the air. I'm not able to see that, but I do read them after the show. So go ahead and leave me a comment. I want to thank everyone for calling in. Thank everyone for listening to Lily the Outlaw Talk Radio. If you were not selected this week to have your call answered, tune in next week, every Monday at noon. Call in number 818-739-8818. I want to thank all the people who did call in. And I'd like to remind everybody to look for that Lilydale catalog online, lilydaleassembly.org, for all the classes, events, workshops, and opportunities this season in Lilydale. So check that out. It should be online today or this week sometime, is what we're hoping. All right. Again, thanks for listening. That concludes our show. We are out of time for today. Tune in again next week. And again, that call-in number, 818-739-8818. And have a great week.